Hey, podcast listeners, this is an experiment based off an Instagram poll that I ran. So if you're on my Instagram, Brian_Keen_Fitness, you either voted on this or you possibly saw it. Make sure you subscribe to my stories as well, because this is where I put all these stuff up. Basically, I put up this morning a poll on my question of the day. So if you're on my Instagram stories, where you probably noticed that I put up on Monday to Friday, I do a 10 question Q&A so that you can ask me anything that I can help you with in terms of, you know, fitness, business, GA, mindset, basically anything that I can help with or any question that you have. And I had toyed with doing a couple of long form questions because some of the Q&As that I've been doing recently have been coming in off those Instagram Q&As. So instead of doing full episodes, because of the amount of guests that I have teed up over the next couple of months and a couple of solo episodes that I've recorded that are topic-based or that I'm planning on recording that are topic-based, I wanted to experiment with this for maybe a week or two just to see if it's something you like or if it's something you hate. Be sure to just let me know. Basically, a question of the day. So a 3 to 7 minute video taking one of the questions from my Instagram story and expanding on it. What I try and do on the Instagram stories is answer them in the allotted time. So 15 seconds, maybe 30 or 45 seconds if I need to expand in a couple of stories. But sometimes a question comes in where I think it would be better in the long form, you know, or medium form, whatever you want to call it, 3 to 5 minutes. And I'm going to try it out in the podcast. So let me know. Hit me up on Instagram. If this is something you're like, nah, it's too much Brian Keane, I'm fucking sick of your voice, just text, DM me that. I'm not that emotionally attached to what I do that if you're like, yeah, they're fucking shit, stick to the interviews. I will 100% take that on board. And the same way as if you love it. A couple of people messaged me last week and I kind of took it as a universe sign where somebody's like, can you please do a daily podcast because I want to listen to you every morning going to work. And that happened like with two people in like the space of like a day. So this is kind of my testing on that. After I do a Q&A on Instagram story, to just randomly pick one of those questions. At some stage, I may do a voting process on which one you'd like me to expand on, if this is something that sticks. But let me know. Today's question of the day is, how do I keep working in a toxic work environment without going insane? So the first thing that comes to mind is that I'm assuming that you can't leave, because my first go-to instinct when somebody tells me that is get the fuck out of there. If that's an option, that would be my kind of go-to. Even if you're really happy in the position that you're in, the amount of time you spend at work, which is a huge chunk of your day, for a lot of people, you know, it's up to 8 hours a day. You're at work, and to be around that kind of toxicity for a third of your day is going to have a negative impact on the way you see everything. So I would generally try and remove myself from that environment if it's possible. If that's not an option, what I would do is you have to change your focus. I've spoken on this podcast regularly that what you focus on is what's going to expand. And if you focus on the horrible feeling of being at work with toxic people and that toxic work environment, you haven't, I don't know the exact example of what it is that's toxic. I assume the people, because generally when you think toxic environment, it's normally people that have a direct impact. Other things aren't emotionally that strong of triggers, and it's normally to do with people. But you have to change what you're focusing on. And you know, I speak in my new book, the one that'll be out hopefully before Christmas, that when you can't remove yourself from certain people, you know, I use the example of family members and friends in your immediate circle and work colleagues to a degree, that you're in a job and you can't get yourself out of it, or you feel like you can't get yourself out of it. It's very important the perspective that you take and what you focus on, because once you constantly reinforce and tell yourself, I hate my work environment, my work colleagues are toxic, that's all you're going to be able to focus on. So what I would do is, one, I would identify all the positives that you have in your work environment. So if you love your actual job and what you're doing, I would stay focused on that. And I would identify the top few people that are making your life hell or making the environment toxic. Because the truth is, normally we get a bit clouded when we're in an environment and we think it's toxic and we're like, everything's toxic, and we kind of take this all or nothing approach where we're like, fuck it, everybody's bad, the work is crap, everything. And it's like, that's not true. It's just that your emotional attachment to the negative environment or the people that are really triggering you is so strong, it clouds your judgment on everything that you see. So identify the people or the elements that are feeling really toxic to you and either remove yourself from those people physically if you can, or remove yourself from those tasks physically if you can. And if not, change the perspective in the way that you're seeing it. So if there's certain people that are making it feel toxic, you need to just find a way to block them out. Every time they talk, you tune them out. Like, I have certain people in my life, family and friends, people in my immediate circle who, by physical geography, you would come into contact with, I completely tune them out when they're speaking. You know, as soon as they go onto a topic about giving out about something in their life or giving out about something that I'm doing, it gets tuned out. It's as if somebody starts playing a song over my head and I'm just completely tuning them out. And they can tell because I'm not even looking at them in most cases. And what happens is people that want to have an opinion on how shit life is or how shit what you're doing is or whatever, you know, negative toxicity that they're spewing your way, what most people want is just to be heard. And you give it power by responding and by reacting. And by you attacking them or challenging them on what they've said, you're giving them power and you're giving them ammo to come at you again. When you stop responding and stop connecting with that, it tends to go away. You'll be very, very surprised. It's very hard. You know, I speak in my new book about the rational-emotional scale, that when I'm making decisions, I've got rational at 1 and I've got emotional at a 10. And how emotional I am is like that automatic monkey brain response where you're like, you feel like attacking someone as soon as they challenge you with our belief system that you have. And then your rational is your 1 out of 10. It's like very holistic, 35,000 wide angle bird's view of the entire situation. And I tend to make decisions based on where I am on that scale. If somebody says something that triggers me and makes me feel like, oh, I'm going to attack them, I'm like, okay, you're at a 9 now. You're at a 9 or a 10 out of 10. You need to calm down. And then when I get to a 1 or a 2, then I adjust and make the decision based on that. And in a lot of cases, it's normally just not responding. So if you're in a toxic work environment and you can't, in a toxic environment, full stop, and you can't remove yourself from it, you have to push parameters or you have to push tools and tactics in place to help you deal with it. You know, remember, there's nothing good or bad, but thinking makes it so. And what you focus on is what's going to expand. If you keep focusing on the negative aspect, that's all you're going to be able to see in your day. So change your focus, and as a result, everything will change. So hopefully that helps. And for anyone that's in a similar situation or environment, hopefully that supports you. If you enjoy this, be sure to hit me up on Instagram DM. Question of the day. I'm going to do this for, I think I'm going to trial it for a week or two and see, just as bonus episodes, kind of popping them up as they come along on top of the normal interviews that come up every Monday and every second Thursday from now. It used to be Friday and it's switching to Thursday. So yeah, let me know, hit me up on DM. Either way, if you're like, no, it's too much podcast, you're clogging my feed, hit me up and let me know that. If you love it, you're like, yeah, it's great to be able to listen to a tip every morning or every afternoon or every day or whatever it is, Monday to Friday, let me know as well. So thanks for listening. Catch you all real soon.